At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. All right, here's what we're going to do. I am overprepared, as always. We're going to shove that crap off to tomorrow because we're getting bombarded on the text line. Here's what I want to do. When I first started this show about a year and a half ago, two Februarys ago, the last 10 minutes of every show was always known as the people's segment. In other words, you'd send in your questions, comments, thoughts, concerns, or otherwise, and I'd respond. I want to get back to do that, and I'm doing that every day. And I apologize that that got put by the wayside because, honestly, this show doesn't happen without you fine folks at home. So we're going to spend the rest of the day getting to your questions, and the last 8 to 10 minutes of every show is going to be dubbed the people's segment going forward. All right, Jake. Give me a question, thought, concern, or other. Did your neighbor respond? I want to know how bad of a neighbor you are.
Yeah.
What did he say?
He said, of course he does. So, yeah, of course I keep my yard.
Of course? Closed. Have you had other neighbors? Of course? I'm not surprised you're a good neighbor. All right. What questions we got here? Thoughts, concerns?
Tommy Texan, who's the vocal leader on this team? They look defeated on the sideline. It looked like they quit.
So, I have interviewed, let me see here, Emma Johnson, Jamal Banks on offense. They both pointed to Dylan. When I asked them who the leader on the offense is, they both said Dylan. Now, I wasn't surprised by that because I've heard that from other people. And I'll be honest with you. They both said his name immediately. And when they were talking about him, there was like legit happiness in their voice. Like they truly enjoy playing with that guy. And Jamal said it's not even on the field stuff. It's like the behind the scenes in the locker room stuff. Like these guys truly enjoy playing with Dylan Raiola. And they absolutely see him as the leader on offense. Now, I actually had a conversation with a former Nebraska All-American. Called me earlier this week, and he's like, how can a true freshman be the leader of the team, so to speak? Like, there was a time when I first got to Nebraska, and it was this way for like 20, 30 years, you couldn't be a captain unless you were a senior. That was like a rule on the team for a long time. So I don't mean to get off on a random sidebar on that. You know, I think some folks... And I don't say old school derogatory in way, shape, or form at all. Like, to me, old school is something that stood the test of time. All this new crap pops up all the time. Well, that's great. It's cool, and it's the fad now. See me in 3 years. Is this thing still around? Because more often than not, it's not. So, for me, old school, to me, is actually an endearing term. But there's some folks who look at it more old school. Some folks couldn't care less about that. But offensively, I know those guys see Dylan as the leader. So, when I interviewed John Bullock earlier this year, I think there's a lot more leaders on the defense from John, Isaac, Ty, Nash. The feeling I get is the two main leaders on the defense are Ty and John. That's the distinct feeling I get. All right. Did I answer that whole question?
Yeah.
All right. What's next?
Well, real quick from the press conference too today. I thought this was interesting. So basically going off of what was yesterday's, well, the Satterfield stuff, is that Matt Rhule said he doesn't need Sat to know about yards per play. He just wants him to be focused on blocking number 91 from Ohio State. You have to be very in the moment. What are your thoughts about Coach Rhule sticking up for the gaffe from Satterfield in that press conference?
So I'll be honest with you. I before the press conference happened, I'm like, this is going to be Micah Mazzucca in a way that he's either going, I don't want to say deflect from it, but Rhule was like, it's weird that you guys talk about Micah Mazzucca so much. Really? All of your transfers start. He doesn't start. He was expected to start. He did start. He's not starting anymore. Doesn't seem to be injury related. I know they said he lost his job in the Colorado game, but there seems to be more to it. If it's in-house business, that's none of our business. I'm cool with that. But to me, that was a bit of a deflection. To me, when it comes to Satterfield, what else do you expect him to do? He's going to stick up for his guy. He should.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good.
Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
He absolutely should. Now, I'm not the head coach in Nebraska, and I'm going to tell you that there are certain things that are more important than others. I don't know that knowing the goal of yards per play is the very top thing on Marcus Satterfield's priority sheet. Well, I can tell you it's not. We all know it's not. But my point is, whether it should be, it doesn't have to be the top thing. But it's kind of like you go into a math test or a science test or a history test. You need to have general knowledge of basic things and a general understanding of basic things. And then you know what's specifically on the test or what you prep for. That's kind of what like being a coach is. Like, yeah, the most important thing that Marcus Satterfield needs to know right now is Ohio State. And then it's UCLA. All right. Then it's the self-evaluation in the bye week. And then it's USC. And then it's who do we bring in the offseason or whatever the case may be based on the time that you're in, the time of year that you're in. But part of that is like, hey, I'm going to know if it's second and eight. Obviously, being second and five is a lot better. But if you're an analytics person, some people laugh at analytics. The people that I find that laugh at analytics are the ones who don't want to take the time to learn them. So I am not saying everything revolves around analytics, but you need to be educated on certain things. I think it knowing the yards per play should be shown somewhere on his priority list, even if it's not even in the top half. It should be at least like at the bottom of the sheet or something. So Matt Rhule did exactly what he should do. He did exactly what I expected him to do. He stood up for his guy publicly. It's kind of like, I'll just be real. My wife and I, we have each other's backs in public, and then she calls me out in private.
You know, yeah.
You notice how that went one way? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. She's phenomenal. She listens to the show, so trust me, that's not behind her back. Publicly, we have each other's backs. Privately, hey, this is what you need to do better, and I hope that's what Coach Rhule's doing.
Another question here from South Packer Dan. Do you think that in these days of NIL and portal, you can create a family-type dynamic on the team?
Yes, but it's 1,000 times harder. I would liken it much more to the NFL. I keep way more in contact with guys I played with in college because we were here together for 4.5, 5 years. Even Fabian Washington, who was here 3 years and gone, I've still chatted with him from time to time. He went to the NFL first round pick, ran one of the fastest 40 yard dashes in history. All right. But still, there's a family type atmosphere. In the NFL, you know guys come and go every week. There's outer lockers and then there's inner lockers in the NFL locker room. Both locker rooms I was in, St. Louis and DC. The outer lockers are guys you expect to be there. Sometimes they come and go. I was an outer locker guy, and I got traded randomly out of nowhere in the offseason. It happens. But the inner locker guys, those guys come and go every week. We played the Jets. Oh, there's a former Jets player. Oh, the next week, he's gone. I guess we didn't need his playbook intel anymore. Like, that's just how it is. So I don't know that college football is exactly like that. In fact, I know there's not an inner locker room because I've seen the locker rooms, and I know what they look like. But my point is, guys are going to come and go way more often. Is it possible? Absolutely. Is that what Matt Rhule's trying to do and done way better than like Florida State and Colorado? Absolutely. As far as a family type atmosphere, but it is way more challenging because guys come and go way more often. There's a game tonight, undefeated Pittsburgh playing Cuse, the Orange Men, Syracuse. Pitt's a 5.5-point favorite. They're a top 20 team in the country and undefeated, ladies and gentlemen. Where's it at? Do you know where it's at?
It's at Pittsburgh.
Oh, I'll take Pittsburgh. If it was up in Cuse at the Dome, I was going to take the Orangemen. But I'm going to go with Pittsburgh. They're just fun to watch. Funny colored blue and yellow uniforms, just my humble opinion. But I'm actually rooting for Pittsburgh because Clemson, Miami, they need someone else to help make the ACC relevant. All right, until next time, ladies and gentlemen, go Big Red. And always remember, I prepared and used absolutely none of it today. I'll see you fine folks tomorrow to throw the bones.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.